is GQDN for July 8th. That's Wednesday, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off your purchase. By patreon.com/groupquest. Lots of good stuff up there. More stuff this week. And by not just a bag, but stackup.org. Yeah, I'm leaving that in. That's Binks doing his thing. But we need to do our thing. That would include a game coming out soon. How about some free shipping, along with more bag stuff? We got some esports news too, and more bag stuff. Cats, gotta love them. But we will begin today with Xbox. Again, because while the layoffs are continuing, according to GamingBolt.com, the backwards compatibility program and cloud gaming has been affected as well. And that is because Kevin LaChapelle did announce on his LinkedIn that he's been let go from Microsoft after 37 years working at the company. And he was one of the most noteworthy names affected by the Xbox layoffs, since he oversaw the development of the Xbox Cloud, which included the consoles and PCs. And he worked on several companies' key services, including cloud gaming. Fans of the Xbox platform also recognize his name and being the leader of the team that built the Xbox backwards compatibility program. Here's what he said on LinkedIn. Quote, "I will add my name to the list of people who were laid off at Xbox. This ends my 37 years at Microsoft. I have worked in many different parts of the company, and I will say my fondest memories are leading the team of very talented engineers who built the backwards compatibility program, sitting in the auditorium when Phil announced the program at E3 2015 was incredible, and the audience's reaction was unbelievable. I followed that with leading the team who created our cloud gaming product." End quote. The backwards compatibility program was launched back in 2015 and has been very popular since. So at the time of publishing, right now there are 632 Xbox 360 games and 63 Xbox games that are now playable on the modern consoles. And the company did announce that it will essentially ending the program with the final list of games being in the catalog in 2021. Microsoft did announce later that it was assembling an entirely new team that will have backwards compatibility and game preservation as its primary focus. So that was affected. But there are more plans to Xbox. Eurogamer.net did say that Microsoft may be considering Xbox exclusives again. So that means a lot of the first party titles could be Xbox exclusives. And that's according to a new Bloomberg report. And that did touch on the recent failures of Xbox that went wrong with the strategy. It was revealed that Xbox was moving further away from the games available as many platforms as possible. According to the report, it will not affect the big multiplayer games, and those will continue to be available on all platforms, including PlayStation. Now, will that be a part of the promise that Asha Sharma did say by returning Xbox to be an original Xbox? Well, we shall see, because two of the first-party titles, Gears of War E-Day and Clockwork Revolution, are still considered Xbox console exclusives. So we shall see about that. But that is not Nintendo. We'll have more Nintendo news later on. Just know right now that if you have Mario Kart Tour, Nintendo is starting to shut it down. IGN.com give us the news, and Mario Kart Tour will end this September. And that's after 7 years of service. Yeah, you heard that. The notice did post on the social media that this morning that the iPhone and Android game will cease operating on September 29th at 11 p.m. Pacific time. So here's what they said in the blog post. Quote, "We sincerely thank many players who have loved and supported the games since service began so long ago. Thank you for playing Mario Kart Tour." End quote. Now, Mario Kart Tour did survive past a lot of the online games and the phone games, and that went into the development of the tracks up for Mario Kart 8 Deluxe Switch Expansion Pass, and that made him some money. Now, granted, that was part of the controversy, because it had some gacha-style mechanics to unlock some new carts and characters, but after the backlash, Nintendo replaced the system with a more standard item shop in 2022, along with a subscription service. So today, the sale of the game currency has now been suspended. It is now automatic renewals for the game Gold Pass and subscription. But as part of the in-game currency has now been suspended, along with renewals for the game Gold Pass subscription. So that has come to an end. So has Final Fantasy VII, the Ever Crisis end of service has been announced for October 6th. Via GamingBolt.com, you're not going to be able to purchase the Red Crystals. Nope. That's what Square Enix did announce. They're ending support for Final Fantasy VII Ever Crisis on October 6th, and the game servers will be taken down. Players will no longer be able to purchase the Red Crystals from the game store, but they will be free to spend all the Red Crystals they might have until the servers are taken down. Now, the in-game events will still continue until October 6th. Square Enix also said that the plans to delete all the personal account information from the players once served end of service has been completed. Those in Taiwan will also be eligible to refund an unused in-game currency, and more details about the refunds will be revealed on the game's official website later this year. Final Fantasy VII Ever Crisis was released on Android and iOS in September 2023, and on PC in December 2023. And this was to be the prequel spinoff in a new virtual style. Here's what the announcement did say, quote, "We understand that this news may be disappointing, and we sincerely apologize for the abrupt nature of this announcement. Since the launch of the App Store and Google Play versions on September 7, 2023, and the Steam version on December 6, 2023, we have worked to provide the best possible experience for our players. After careful consideration, however, we've determined that it'll be difficult to continue doing so, and have made the decision to end service," end quote. Now, it did have some success with Square Enix confirming that the title did have 7 million downloads before coming out on PC. But now it comes to an end, because we know that Revelation will be coming next spring. Now we go to the Esports Corner, and according to HLTV.org, Demjan Kaksan Zilakovic, I'm sorry I butchered that name, has left the Falcons after his April benching. So he was the in-game leader, and he was linked to Aurora's new international project. And that's where Jimfat Salo and Ashley Ash Baite was signed to the team. But while Kissen was with the Falcons, he led the team to 15 big event playoff appearances, including PGL Bucharest 2025, and he made his name by taking Apex to the major playoffs since the same with Heroic. But he was benched in favor of Finn Kerrigan and Anderson Desapro's Falcons went on to lift the IAM Cologne Major Trophy with the boys. Falcon Esports got him on X and said, quote, "From our first trophy in Bucharest to the captain who led the way, thank you for everything, and best of luck on your next chapter," Kaksan. So where will he go? Maybe he'll go to Team Vitality. Esports.gg did say that Team Vitality's and Stakes partnership has cleared $5 million in media value after year one. So Team Vitality and the betting platform's Stake made an official partnership, and now the numbers were revealed. And the two organizations did report more than $5 million in media value over the first 12 months. So Esports GG went into the numbers, and they showed Robin Ropes Cool's gaming setup on TikTok, and that pulled in 14 million views, while the YouTube Shorts collaboration with Brazilian MMA fighter and Stake ambassador Sao Pereiro, did extend the partnership footprint into the combat esports audiences, and the launch did have a mix of the CS2 roster. And the founders from both organizations, alongside the esports icon Formula One driver Nico Hulkenberg, Brazilian football nanny and UFC fighter Max Holloway, and that was one of the deals that was intended to reach beyond the traditional esports viewership. In Vitality were a number of distinct stake brand kits, including the university jersey and the alternate jersey in 2025. So they did some stuff. They also went into why this was different from most of the other sponsorships, because most of the sponsorships does have the success in the broadcast minutes and logo placements, but esports.gg said that this was different. It had a deliberate cross-sport strategy, did use Vitality's rosters and stakes ambassador network that would reach the motorsport fanatics, MMA audiences, and football fans within the world. And that did happen there. Very interesting deal, but this one could be a little bit more interesting because GamingIndustry.com did say that the ImmerseCon returns to Richmond, Virginia, with some esports STEM and hands-on gaming, and that's STEM programming, tabletop access activities, and cosplay as well. It'll be at the Greater Richmond Convention Center on July 11th and 12th, and the show will be themed The Year of the Champion. It'll be headlined by the 2026 RBA Esports Championship, where the organizers are calling the cross-genre esports in Central Virginia, which will have some competitive titles for Street Fighter 6, 2XKO, Rocket League, Super Smash Bros., Tekken 8, and Call of Duty Modern Warfare. Now, this conference will also have STEM education in both gaming and video games, and some geek communities. So the official site, the attendees did expect some attractions in the Indie Developer Showcase. Free play arcade, tabletop gaming, and cosplay photo shoots, VR experiences, robot showcase, drone activities, and a gunpla build zone and more. So there's going to be some good stuff that's there. But what about for some PlayStation users? Well, if you're thinking about quitting the PlayStation Plus, PlayStation may be offering you a 50% discount via PlayStationLifestyle.net, because one of the users on Reddit did post that they got a 50% off for 3 months for PlayStation Plus Extra when they tried to cancel their subscription. So a player did explain, quote, "In a protest of Sony going all digital, I tried to cancel my subscription, but they hit me with a 50% off if I resubscribe. I didn't take the bait." Will you take the bait? What if you got a Nintendo Switch? Via NintendoLife.com, if you are a Switch Online subscriber, the stuff that you get from the Nintendo Store will have free shipping. Now for the US, it's $50 or more. But if you have any items in the EU that are over 1 pound, you get free shipping on 3 to 4 days of shipping. If it's over 200 pounds, you'll get free shipping with express delivery, 1 to 2 days. So if you get something, you may actually get it at price. Going back to PlayStation though, because there's a game that's out soon, PlayStationLifestyle.net did say it, and it's called Oh Demon Fix My TV. Now, it's already out on PC via Steam, where you got a very positive player rating, but that'll be coming to PlayStation 5. Yes, it will. It will. Demons. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2026. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.